Sweet, youthful, charming ladies, fair framed of the purest mold, with rosy cheeks and silken hair which shine like threads of gold. Soft tears of pity here bestow on the unhappy fate of Rosamond, who long ago proved most unfortunate. When as the second Henry reigned on the imperial throne, how he this beautiful flower gained, I will to you make known. With all the circumstances to which did her life attend, how first she into favor grew, and of her fatal end. As three young knights of Salisbury were riding on their way, one boasted of a lady fair within her bower so gay. I have a sister, Clifford swears, but few men do her know. Upon her face the skin appears like drops of blood or snow. My sister's locks of curled hair outshine the golden ore. Her skin for whiteness may compare with the fine lily flower. Her breasts were lovely to behold, like to the driven snow. I would not for her weight in gold, King Henry should her know. King Henry had a bower near where they were riding by, and he this Clifford overhears, thought he immediately. Though I her brother should offend for that fair white and red, for her I am resolved to send to grace my royal bed. The king, who was of high renown, would not his fancy pall, for having wrote his pleasure down, he did young Clifford call. Come hither to me out of hand, come hither unto me. I am the King of England, my messenger thou shalt be. I to your sister here have writ three letters sealed with gold. No messenger I think so fit as you, therefore behold. Convey them to her hand with speed, make not the least delay. My will and pleasure let her read, and my commands obey. Young Clifford then the letter took from Henry's royal hand, though with a melancholy look, and mounted out of hand. Soft tears bedewed his noble sight, his grieved heart was sad, although he was as brave a knight as ever Henry had. With that this noble knight of fame rode on without delay, until he to the bower came, which was both rich and gay. She said when he knocked at the ring, who raps so fierce and bold, "Sister, I have brought from the king three letters sealed with gold." Then with her fingers long and small she broke the seals of gold, and as she did to reading fall, at first you might behold the smiles of pleasant sweet delight, as if well satisfied. But ere she had concluded quite, she wrung her hands and cried, "Why did you go beyond your bounds when Oxford you did see? You might have talked of your hounds and never bragged of me. When by the king I am defiled, my father's griefs begin. He'll have no comfort of his child, nor come to my wedding. Go fetch me down my planet book, straight down from my private room, for in the same I mean to look what is decreed my doom. The planet book to her they brought and laid it on her knee. She found that all would come to naught, and poisoned she should be. I curse you, brother, then she cried, who caused my destiny. I might have been a lord's fair bride, but you have ruined me. With that she called her waiting maid to bring her riding weed. And to her groom she likewise said, saddle my milk-white steed. Some rode before her to report her coming to the king. As she approached the royal court, sweet peals of bells did ring. A garland o'er her head they bore to magnify her charms. And as she came before the king, he clasped her in his arms. With blushes then she did beseech the king on her bare knee. These words she said, I pray, my liege, what is your will with me? Said he, I sent for you, my rose, to grace my royal bed. Now as he did his mind disclose, she blushed like scarlet red. Blush not, my fairest Rosamond, fear no disastrous fate. For by my kindly power I can place thee in happy state. No lady in this court of mine can purchase thy desert. Thy pleasant looks and charms divine have won my royal heart. The gifts and presents of a king did cause her to comply, thinking there was not anything like royal dignity. But as her bright and golden scene in court began to shine, the news was brought unto the queen of this new concubine. At which she was enraged so with malice in her breast, that till she wrought her overthrow she could not be at rest. She felt the fury of a queen ere she had flourished long, and died just as she had foreseen, by force of poison strong. The angry queen with malice fraught could not herself contain, till she had brought fair Rosamond to her sad dismal bane. The said sweet and precious rose, King Henry's chief delight, the queen she to the bower goes, and wrought her hateful spite. But when she to the bower came where Lady Clifford lay, enraged Eleanor by name she could not find the way, until the silken clue of thread became a fatal guide unto the queen who laid her dead, ere she was satisfied. Alas, it was no small surprise to Rosamond the fair, when death appeared before her eyes, no faithful friend was there, who could stand up in her defense to put the poison by. Thus by the hand of violence compelled she was to die. O most renowned and gracious queen, compassion take on me. I wish that I had never seen this royal dignity. Betrayed I was, and by degrees a sad consent I gave. And now upon my bended knees your pardon I do crave. I will not pardon you, she cried, then take this fatal cup, and you may well be satisfied, I'll see you drink it up. Then with her fair and lily hand the fatal cup she took, which being drunk she could not stand, but soon the world forsook. Now when the king was well informed what Eleanor had done, his breast he smote, in wrath he stormed, as if he would have run. Besides his senses, and he swore for this inhuman deed, he never would bed with her more, his royal heart did bleed. The king then stood, not pausing long, how to reward her spleen, but straightway in a prison strong he cast this cruel queen, where she lay 26 years, a long captivity, bathed in floods of weeping tears, till his death set her free. Now when her son did first succeed his father, great Henry, his royal mother soon he freed from her captivity, and she was set once more at large, who long for debt had lain. Her royal pity did discharge thousands in Richard's reign.